Council of Regents recommends municipality approve a 5-year capital investment plan for the years 2018, 2019 through 2022-2023, and that the council approve the submissions of the 5-year capital investment plan to the Department of Municipal Affairs.
Seconded to that motion, Councilor Dancy. Any discussion on that issue? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous, thank you. 11.1 bracket 8, due date on taxes, recommendation, Councilor Newton.
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the due date for taxes for the region's assessment districts 1 to 3 for the 2018-2019 taxable year of June 1st, 2018, and that 1 month's interest is to be forgiven if the taxes are paid on or before July 2nd, 2018.
Seconded to that motion, Councilor Dancy. Any discussion on this motion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. Thank you, gentlemen. We have nothing today under 12.0 recreation and community facilities. Under 13.0 planning, we will deal with item 13.3, development agreement, Highway 8 Caledonia. I would ask Mike McLeod to join the presentation yesterday. We have someone who wants to take the lead on this, Councilor Johnson.
Sure. I'd like to recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality give notice of its intention to enter into a development agreement with Lewis and Sarah McLaughlin to allow for an automobile repair shop on a portion of bid number 701-55080 and located on Highway 8 in Caledonia, and that public hearing be scheduled for May 17, 2018 at 6 p.m. in Caledonia, the venue to be determined. And that council consider a requirement for the developer to record an easement agreement for water services from the adjacent property to the business.
Seconded to that motion, Deputy Mayor McLeod. Mike, would you like to give us a brief update on this?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, just a little bit of background. We received application from the owners of a property on Highway 8 in Caledonia. The parcel of land is actually adjacent to their residential dwelling, which is located at 9606 Highway 8 in Caledonia. The property is located in the mixed-use rural residential R5 zone under the region's land use bylaw. The subject property contains an existing personal storage building, which the applicant wishes to convert to an automobile repair operation. So within the R5 zone, automobile repair operations are not a listed permitted use. However, the region's municipal planning strategy contains policy which allows council to consider certain commercial or light industrial operations through a development agreement process. And an automobile repair operation would fall into this category. So council certainly does have that ability under existing policy to consider the request. The parcel in question is approximately 12 acres in area. The front portion of along Highway 8 has been cleared and is presently being maintained as the personal storage for the applicant, so it's actually quite a large parcel of land. There's approximately 130 feet of frontage on the trunk number 8, and the road network obviously is sufficient to accommodate this type of use. The property is located just outside what is now the commercial core area of Caledonia, just west or just east of the fairgrounds in Caledonia. There's no wetlands or water courses within the property that would be affected by the operation. Municipal services, there are municipal sewer services that run by this property, so it would be the intent to tie into the municipal sewer system that runs by there. And it's also the intention of the applicant to utilize the water services from the residential property to the east for that service. So in discussions with Planning Advisory Committee, there was a number of items that were discussed, buffering obviously being one of the items to reduce the potential impact of this operation on the abutting residential uses, and primarily the residential use to the west, which is a different property owner. As well, it was suggested by Planning Advisory Committee that an easement agreement, because the water services are intended to be provided from a separate parcel of land, that the development agreement include provision whereby a recorded easement agreement for water services be prepared and recorded, just to protect the ability of the operation to maintain water services. So with that, I guess the application is within the area which council can consider.
Thank you, Mike. Any comments or questions of councilors on this item this morning? Deputy Mayor McLeod.
Mike, I'm referring to the last part of the motion that council consider a requirement. I understand that this gentleman owns that parcel of land as well, and the well that's on it.
That's correct.
So it's not an other owner. He owns all of that land there.
That's correct.
So he would be utilizing his own water source from his own well.
That's right.
And I believe he does share that with another neighbor as well, and they have an easement agreement.
I believe the applicant had mentioned that at the Planning Advisory Committee meeting.
Planning Advisory Committee, because this gentleman was in attendance. So do you really feel that should be included in this motion? Because actually it would be redundant at this point. He can provide his own water source to whatever. He doesn't need an easement over his own land?
Certainly there is the ability to grant an easement to yourself, because the easements
okay.
actually run with the land.
Yes.
Is it as important as if it was coming from a separate property owner? And that I could see definitely a requirement. For an easement
sure.
agreement in that
yeah.
situation. So is it as critical where he owns both parcels? Probably not. That the service is provided, and should the applicant decide to sell one of the properties,
mm-hmm.
then there's opportunity obviously at that time to make that a condition of sale,
sure.
that service no longer be provided, and then he have to put in his own well. So it's, in my opinion, a little bit less critical where he owns both parcels.
And my concern is, and it costs money to make an easement even to yourself, is it not, through a lawyer? Does that have to be
certainly the agreement.
And I just don't want to make a financial burden on this individual. He's trying to start this operation, and I know how financing and the startup time is really critical.
Mm-hmm.
So may I make an amendment to the motion?
Certainly you may.
Okay. I would like to amend the motion to eliminate the third paragraph in that motion. So the motion would just read that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality give notice of its intention to enter into a development agreement with Lewis and Sarah McLaughlin to allow for an automobile repair shop on a portion of PID number 701-55080 and located on Highway 8 in Caledonia, and that a public hearing be scheduled for May 17, 2018 at 6 p.m. in Caledonia, Nova Scotia. Then need to be determined.
A seconder to that amendment. Councilor Preller, is there any discussion on that amendment? Councilor Vance?
The concern I would have with things like that is we're always trying to clean things up. I tell it, you know, that's why we try to put the parcels and put the land together and things like that. And if he doesn't get an easement across that, and someday down the road, whoever may be, buys that piece of land, then all of a sudden, if there isn't an easement there, then he's not going to have access to that water. So with that easement already in part and parcel with that piece of land, if he doesn't ever put put those pieces of land together, then he's gonna have a, he could have a, end up having an issue down the road. So it's a, it's the idea of trying to make the, clean things up so that there'll be no problems in the future. So I have a hard job voting for that, so that's what we're trying to do. Not that, I know it, but I don't wanna make anything harder for him, but if we're, if you never know what the future's going to bring, well, that's the.
Thank you. Any other councilman want to speak? Are you ready for the question on the amendment?
Question.
All those in favor of the amendment? Three in favor, those opposed? Four opposed, the amendment is defeated. So now we are back to the original motion. Any discussion on the original motion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the original motion? Four in favor, those opposed? Three opposed, this is carried. Thank you. We will move on now to 14.0 reports. Dr. Nick, we have no reports today. Brings us to 15.0 in camera items. A motion to go in camera would be appropriate. Moved by Councilor Fancy, seconded by Councilor Fraley. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous, thank you. We have the public meetings tonight at 6 o'clock, and at this time, I'd like to take a 15-minute recess.